The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early, early Sunday morning. We're going to talk about the bulls and the bears. No, we're not going to go to the zoo. We're going to talk about a bull market, a bear market. What market are we in now? The history of bulls and bear markets. We're going to make you an expert on bulls and bears. So let's just jump right into it. How did a name come about, bulls and bears? Now, a bull market, we've seen some very strong bull markets. Think 2017. Yow. That was a strong bull market. 1999 comes to mind. We've had a lot of kind of bull markets pretty much right through the 1990s was kind of considered a bull market. And even now, believe it or not, some people are still saying we're in a bull market. We'll test that one in a little bit. But a bull market, think about a bull for a second. How do they fight? They fight going up. And that's what the trend of a bull market is. Going up. So I think of it like a bullfight. The matador is out there, the picador is out there, and the bull takes his horns and, you know, fights going up. A bear, on the other hand, when they fight, they're scary, right? You ever seen those things on videos? They get up on their all, I mean, they get up and they're like 7 feet tall, 8 feet tall, 9 feet tall, like Bigfoot, and they fight with their claws going down. So a bull fights going up, a bull market, generally speaking, stock price is going up. And for a bear, you know, where they stand up and they take their claws and they just go down, a bear market is downward pressure on stocks. And right now at the moment, we do have downward pressure on stocks. Hopefully it's short-lived, but the bears are in control of this battle. So you can imagine bulls and bears fighting. That'd be a pretty bloody scene altogether. So anyway, today's topic, bulls and bears. That's how bulls and bears, or bull market, or bear market came about from the animals. Early, like 1910, 1920, somewhere around there, I've seen some of the first pictures of drawings of bulls and bears fighting it out on Wall Street. So, you know, we want to know more about bulls and bears. Again, anytime we pick a topic, it's to help you become a better investor and so forth. And there's also a really kind of funny saying, bulls make money, bears make money, and pigs get slaughtered. Get too greedy. So if a bull make money, let's say he buys stock at 2 and he goes to 20 and you just keep watching it, and you don't take any profit on it. Well, again, according to the old tale, bulls make money, bears make money, and pigs get slaughtered. Meaning if you wait too long and not take the profit, someone else will. So are we in a bull or bear market? Well, let's kind of figure this out. Well, first of all, bulls are going to say, hey, since really 2009, we've had a really good move up. Hasn't always been pretty. There's been some interruptions and so forth. This year, 2018, we saw a correction in February. That's all that was. We saw a correction in April. That's all that was. And so far, this correction starting beginning of October, now lasting October, November, half of December. Yeah, it's starting to feel kind of heavy. But the bulls will say that the market has been bending but didn't break, that it's held on to support levels. Now, there are these technicians, and you've probably seen charts before, kind of following the patterns in the market. Like the S&P 500, for example, 7 times I've counted that it hit 2,600 and bounced. Sometimes very big bounces, other times not big bounces, but still the kind of concept that bulls kind of feel at the moment that, hey, you know what? It's still a bull market. Overall, if you think the last 5 years or 7 years or 3 years, you know, we have an upward trending market. Yes, this is a correction right now because of all the headlines. And as negative as those headlines are, the market's holding up pretty well. So that's kind of the bull argument. The bull's argument also for the plus side of the market is the fundamentals are still very strong. We do have GDP growth. We had 4.1% to 4.2% and the 3.5%. We're probably in the fourth quarter right now around 2.5%. That's what the Fed said out of Atlanta, around 2.5%. And so again, GDP is around 2.5%. We do have low inflation. We have really low unemployment, 3.7% unemployment rate. and in the month of November still created 155,000 jobs. So all this talk about recession is very premature, according to the Bulls, and the facts speak for them. Now, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Ken Mahoney here. We host a GPS of Your Finances every Sunday morning right here on WHD. Don't forget, Monday through Friday, we also got you covered with the markets. I give the market report on the Mike and Casey Show around 8:25, comes on right after the traffic report. I give the Hudson Valley Market Report, national business news. And on the way home, 5:15 or so, Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management, tells you all what happened in the market. So we got you plugged in Monday through Friday, and here, of course, Sunday morning, presenting a GPS for Your Finances, today's topic, Bulls and Bears. And also, I always encourage you to visit our website, MahoneyGPS.com. Why the GPS? Well, just like your GPS in your car, when you think about retirement, it's a very similar type of concept. You put in a destination, where you want to go, where you want to be, and the GPS hopefully gets you in the right direction. Yeah, you might have to reroute a couple times. Financial planning does it also. And today's topic, Bulls and Bears. And we said bulls make money, bears make money, pigs get slaughtered, and a bull market is a rising market, much like the way a bull fights. They kind of fight with their horns going up. Am I right saying that, horns? And the bears, I know what they look like. They stand up tall. They look like Bigfoot with their big claws, and they fight going down. That's a bear market. And so we mentioned some things about the bull market and why a lot of bulls are saying, those who are optimistic, why we still have a bull market. The bears, on the other hand, had a little bit more ammunition lately. The headlines, gosh, I mean, where do you start with the China trade that's still unresolved? The Fed for some time was actually in a bear camp talking about raising rates a lot in 2019. Now they're more dovish. They're kind of neutral on that right now. Of course, we're dealing with the Mueller investigation, all the tweets that come from the president, nonstop headlines back and forth, making a very choppy market. But if you look at a chart since October, even though we've had some big bounces, you know, over China trade or the Fed being more dovish, if you kind of look at it very closely, we're still in a downward trend and haven't broke that downward trend since October 3rd. And the bears will say, hey, we're still in control here. Prices are going down. Even with the good news that the bulls get sometimes, they get good news about a China deal happening and the market rises and the next day there's no follow through. Or the Fed chair says, hey, we're not going to raise rates so many times and slow down the economy, and the market has a great day and then does not have follow through. So the bears case is, hey, you got the ball a couple times. It was three and out. Now you think about football, first down, second down, third down, punt, and that you really haven't had a chance to do much. So that's the argument between the bulls and bears. Both have a really interesting take on what's happened in the market. But the reason why we're kind of covering this topic of bulls and bears and kind of go a little bit deeper after this break is really get you to become a better investor, recognizing when we're in a bull market, when we're in a bear market, what you should be doing if we're in a bull market, what we should be doing if we're in a bear market. And right now, the bears do have some short-term control. Hopefully it's short-term and we get the ball back. So we'll be right back after this break.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes so you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us early Sunday morning. You got the toast going, tea going, all those great things. And today's topic, bulls and bears, how to make you a better investor, recognizing where we're in a bull market, what you should do, a bear market, what you should do. But before we go there, Mike Bennett just offered my book, Not Your Father's Retirement, for free for the first 20 callers. So call 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you miss us. We cover taxes in that book. We cover the volatile markets, how to deal with volatile markets, dollar cost averaging, retirement, all those type of things right there for you. Not Your Father's Retirement, 845-371-0101. 0101. Finally, it sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. But the early bird gets the worm, and you're the early bird up this early. So 845-371-0101. If you're driving, two hands on the wheel when you get back home, WHD.com, lower right-hand corner. Our book offers there for you. So right before the break, we're talking about Bulls and Bears and who has the edge. And, you know, I have to tip the hat off to the Bears right now because we are in a downward trend. We've had some great spikes by the Bulls with some good news coming out of China that maybe a trade deal will be done. But this is kind of, I mean, one of the things I've, you know, been doing this for 29 years, I try to look at everything as, you know, as try to figure this out, like from air traffic controller to take a look at all these things that are flashing in front of me here on my monitor. One area of concern I've seen lately is transportation stocks. And most people really don't talk about transportation. It's always the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, which we, of course, we give those market reports as well. We really don't talk about the transport average too much, but, you know, transportation average goes all the way back to the Dow Jones Industrial Average as well. And of course, when the transportation stocks are doing well, generally speaking, there's a lot of economic activity, a lot of health that's happening. You think about transportations, you think about FedEx, UPS now. Of course, there's airlines, the railroads and so forth. And I've known, you know, last number of years watching the correlation between the transportation and oil is quite striking. You know, when oil prices surge, you know, you notice that transportations don't do so well because you think about, you know, fueling costs for airlines. Gosh, you know, those big 747s, how much they must put in those jets and how much that costs and so forth and how that reduces margins. Of course, they pass on to consumers, but let's not go there. We also think about higher prices of gas and fuel for truckers and going around the country and being stopped at all the traffic that we hit all the time on how much gas that consumes. But we have something really strange going on. We have oil at crude at $51 a barrel. Gas prices are going lower, fuel costs are going lower, and transportation stocks are going lower. So it's something to watch very closely. And early on, I said, hey, we got to recognize when it's a bull market, a bear market. If you're in a bear market, you do take some chips off the table, keep some powder dry. And I say that, be careful. I don't know your situation. It's never all or none. The problem is most people try to do market timing. That is, okay, I'm 100% in stocks, and now I'm 100% in cash. No, well, you can't do that. It's really hard to time the market. You never know really when to get back into it. So what you need to kind of do, if you can make some changes, recognizing that we may be in a bear market or starting a bear market or in the middle of a bear market, maybe towards the end of the bear market. We don't know what we are yet. We'll find out as time passes. And then you want to take some chips off the table incrementally to have your powder dry in case the market falls further. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. But again, recognize bulls. Bull market and bear markets. And at the moment, you know, there's a lot of industries. So one thing that kind of flashes, you know, in front of me now, that's a warning. If you remember Lost in Space, I'm kind of dating myself, Dr. Smith, the robot would go, warning, Dr. Smith. Well, the warning here, quite frankly, is transportation stocks. I don't know what it all means, quite frankly. I've been doing this a long time. I don't know why they're doing so poorly. They're down over 10% year to date. The S&P 500 is pretty much unchanged after being all over the board, up 9, 10% at one point, down a few percentage points and now unchanged. Yet the transportation average is lower. So it's one of those kind of things that flash in front of me and say, hey, you know what? Let's be a little bit aggressive here so we can figure out what's going with transportation stocks. Of course, what's going with stocks in general, but specifically there. Also, the bank stocks. Now, you know, there have been times where banks have led us. I mean, the leadership right now has been technology, though it's hard to call leadership in the market going down every day. But coming into or before this kind of downward move, it was the tech stocks that were doing really well. So the bank stocks, you kind of have to scratch your head too, because a lot of these bank stocks have had really good earnings, they have really strong balance sheets, and yet they're down over 10% year to date. Now again, JP Morgan's holding up the best, I would think, but all the rest of them, from Citibank to Bank of America, if you look at their charts, they're all in significant downtrends. And I think it's really hard for a market or an economy to do well when the banks are not doing well. So yes, there's hot money that runs in banks, then they run out of banks, and they run out of technology, and money moves all over the place, sloshing around. But still, at the end of the day, we really need to have banks a lot stronger than what we're seeing here. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning. And we mentioned before, the early bird gets the worm, because we're going to give you no chance to get that book offer, Not Your Father's Retirement, during the next break. Now, you'll hear me every Monday through Friday Friday on the Mike and Casey Show around 8:25 in the morning. Talk about the national averages, the local averages, national news, local news, everything that we have for you right there, Mike and Casey, right after the traffic report. Then on your way home, we got you covered there too. Bill Kugel around 5:15 on Mahoney Asset Management tells you the day's market closes, both the national averages, the Hudson Valley Index, national news, local news, what led, what was the laggards. So we pretty much got you covered all around the block. Today's topic, bulls and bears. Become a better investor, smarter investor by kind of recognizing bulls and bear markets. And, you know, when something like this comes through, this correction. Now, in February, we had a really strong January, which led to a February correction and a very quick recovery in March. Then we had an April correction, which also bounced back pretty steadily as well. This correction that started early October, actually started around the time when Fed Chair Powell said that, hey, you know what, we have to raise rates four times in 2019. That scared the markets. And then a lot of China trade, you know, wars back and forth happened during that time. So when you put it all together, it was a very difficult time for the market since October. We bounced a little bit here and there, and then November got its footing a little bit, only to sell off, and December the same way. So really we're going on 3 months of this correction, as most people are calling it now, correction in prices, meaning we will bounce back. But there are some starting to say, hey, couldn't this be start of a bear market? And like a storm that comes through, you know, we don't know until the end of it. Is it a hurricane category 3? Is it hurricane category 4? Is it hurricane category 5? Now, again, this market has lost a lot of market capitalization. After the break, we're going to talk more about the losses and also as an investor, what you can do to combat this. So for Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, we'll be right back right after these messages.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes so you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, good one, bulls and bears. Are we in a bull market? Are we in a bear market? And what you should do as an investor. But right before we do that, let's go to Mike Bennett, who just offered my book for free, Not Your Father's Retirement. We asked him to do that. The first 20 callers will get the book for free. That's 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do every Sunday right here on WHD. We talk about taxes, investing, and wills, and estates, and retirement planning. We capture it all also in that book, Not Your Father's Retirement. 845-371-0101. Again, 845-371-0101. If you're driving, two hands on the wheel when you get back home, lower right-hand corner on the WHUD.com website, you'll find our offer there as well. So it sells on Amazon and also sells on Barnes & Noble for $17.99. But the early bird gets the worm. It's early Sunday morning. So 845-371-0101. Today's topic, bulls and bears. What's going on here? We've been in a bull market for a long time. Is this a bear market? Now, technically, it's not a bear market because a bear market is a 20% decline. But yet, there are some industries like home builders, like, transportation stocks, some banks, some oil stocks are down more than 20%. So there actually are some industries, some sectors that are down more than 20%. A correction is 10%. Now, the major averages are down anywhere from the high between 10 to 13%. So let's not hope we tip over to become what they call a bear market. So, but it feels like a bearish tone right now, whether you want to label it technically by 10% or 20% declines, because the way we're trending, while we do get some big surges off some really interesting and great news for the economy, including maybe a trade deal with China and we have a big spike there, or the Fed recognizing that things are slowing down a little bit, not to raise interest rates to kind of tip us over, you know, that's been viewed as good news. Now, remember, the Fed back on October 3rd said, hey, you know what? Things are, we're pretty far away from neutral. We're going to have to raise rates a number of times to get to neutral. And then people say, wait, gee, if you raise interest rates, that makes borrowing costs go higher. Mortgages, equity lines, business lines, all those type of things. Money gets very expensive and can lead to a recession. Then about 6 or 7 weeks later, he recognized some of the data coming out that things are softening a bit and that they're close to neutral, meaning they may raise rates on December 19th coming up next week. Then again, on December 21st, we may have a government shutdown. We also have this Brexit thing going on. So it seems like the Fed has put themselves in a corner here a little bit because, you know, if they raise rates, that kind of shows, okay, this economy's strong enough to accept it. If they don't raise rates, people are going to say, hey, do they have some information we don't have? Why they're not raising rates? But in 2019, most likely they're going to pause and see how the other rate hikes, this would be their eighth rate hike in December, should that happen, since the new president took office, and to see how the medicine, you know, works for the patient, kind of see how that all works out. So that's a really important part of a safety net, perhaps. Now, again, not perfect. We used to call it Bernanke put or Janet Yellen put, meaning a put meaning like an option or like insurance of the market. Now, I don't think Fed Powell is in that camp. I think he's a little bit more on a hawkish side, meaning he's more concerned about inflation. Yet when you look around, there's not a lot of inflation. So the Fed is fighting something, in my opinion, that's not inflation. And actually, they should be more concerned, to me personally, more about growth than inflation. Well, that's my two cents. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning. Today's topic, bulls and bears. And the Fed we just spoke about has a lot to do for the bulls because at this point, I think they're going to be more accommodative. They're going to be watching the markets and economy very closely. If the markets continue to sputter, maybe they'll talk about late 2019 or 2020 cutting rates if need be. But at one point, it seemed like the Fed pal and the Fed was at odds with the market. So that's one area that's helping out. Now, as far as trade with China, we don't know how this is going to work out. At times, it seems like there's cooperation. At times, it seems like we're raising the ante. At times, it feels like a bad game of liar poker. Well, we'll raise you $100 billion. We'll raise you $200 billion. That's still a bugaboo that's out there that keeps fighting back and forth. The bulls will say that it's going to get resolved, that this China deal will get resolved. And the bears will say, you know, even if it does get resolved, can we really trust the Chinese? Ooh, well, that's a bad thought. But that's exactly what some people are thinking about if and when we get a deal done with China. So there's a lot going on, a lot on the plate for investors. The other area I was saying that were kind of not so thrilling about this market, that banks are doing poorly. And some banks have paid good dividends. They have a good balance sheet. They've had strong earnings, and yet the stocks continue to go lower. So that's not what you want to see. Transportation companies, as I mentioned, in general, are doing poorly, and that doesn't make sense because you know they're usually tied to oil. You know, fuel costs for airplanes and for gas, you know, gas for trucks and so forth. And we're actually seeing lower oil prices, lower gas prices should help out this sector, which hasn't. And finally, the other area that I kind of scratched my head about is oil. Oil, again, as a consumer, we really like to see oil down low because we like to go to a gas pump and, you know, pay $2 or $2.50 a gallon. Maybe on the $3 would be nice as well. Of course, there's something called gasbuddy.com. You can see kind of in your area what's the cheapest. But anyway, oil prices, gas prices have gone down, and that does help out the consumer, especially around the holidays. People have more in their pocket and less, you know, in their gas tank. The problem is if it gets too cheap, here we go. You know, right now, $50 a barrel, $52 a barrel. But if we get down to the 40s, you know, we may start getting some oil companies, those drilling companies, furloughing workers, laying off workers, so forth and so on. So we always have to be careful. The equilibrium pretty much for oil between $50 to $60 a barrel helps out the consumer at the pump, but also helps out the industry in general. Like I said, can you imagine oil went down to $30 a barrel? You know, if it takes you $60 a barrel or $50 a barrel to get out of the ground to sell to the spot market at $30 a barrel, not a good business idea. So you'd be careful of that. So there's definitely some bugaboos out there. You should be somewhat cautious. However, we're not saying sell everything, put in the cash. That's not the case at all. Just be mindful that we have some big bugaboos that are out there, transportation, banks, oil that are highlighted here. And if you just to be kind of, you know, just be smart about what you're doing. I wouldn't be speculating into $3 stocks. No, I never recommend that. This is not an environment that's going to reward that. Right now, there's a lot of, you know, cross currents that are happening, and we want you to become a smarter investor. Well, time goes by way too fast here every Sunday morning with you. Wish we had more time, but we'll be back next week. And until then, we hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to a GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.